Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has held off on making hotel bed tax spending decisions due to a looming budget shortfall. Use of transient occupancy tax, or TOT, revenue was up for decision-making at the May 7th supervisors' meeting, but with a budget deficit, actions suspended. The voter approval of Measure J opened up funding for housing, arts, tourism, film production outreach, and public safety. It increased TOT tax by 2% and went into effect in early 2023. Supervisors approved use of $880,000 of Measure J revenue for the various categories in the current fiscal year. The next fiscal year begins July 1st, and supervisors have the option of using Measure J revenue to bolster the budget's anemic general fund. During a public comment period, representatives of arts groups vouched for the economic benefits of arts and culture, and Cassandra Heseltine of the county's Film Commission said funding for the Forest Moon Star Wars Festival is an investment that pays off.
Last year on 44,000, we were able to have over 6,500 attendees in the region, 22 unique website visits, and over 80,000 people were reached on social media when we threw our event. We were in over a dozen outlets, ranging from New York Times to San Francisco Gate to ARP, which also sent a photographer up, and their post actually got 25,000 likes when they posted about our event. We had people from all over the state, around the surrounding states, from the East Coast, even people from New Zealand said had they known about it ahead of time, they would have flew out last year. Supposedly, they're coming this year. We had out-of-town customers, about 75 of them, and many of them are returning.
The Forest Moon Festival appeals to County Sheriff Billy Hansel, who said he's, quote, a huge Star Wars fan. But his department is anticipating cuts and likely layoffs.
We are looking at cuts across the county. We're looking at a structural deficit. All these things that we can't operate our normal county business based upon the lack of county funds in there. And I know we need to work on generating more revenue. I'm all about that. But right now, we may have to lay off people this year. So my push would be to vote for option one. If you can't vote for option one right now, then delay this vote to a time when we figure out our budget for this next year. And then at that point in time, once you're able to fund everything that you think the board needs to fund and the county needs as far as essential services goes, and then come back here and see what you have left over to provide, you know, for the arts and for the film and for some of these great programs that that are talked about here today.
Supervisors Natalie Arroyo and Michelle Bushnell make up the board's ad hoc budget committee, and they've been breaking a lot of bad budget news to county departments. Bushnell said she appreciates events like the Forest Moon Festival, but county services are at risk.
Natalie and I went through the budget ad hoc process, and it's very painful. We had to tell each department that we're looking at layoffs and we're looking at cuts, and we won't be able to fund essential services. And while I do think and know that the arts are so important to our county, I am leaning towards option one, and I'm going to apologize all over myself because fiscally, I just can't right now, knowing that we have budget talks in less than a month and we're going to tell people no, that they can't fund their departments. And it's just so difficult. I am looking forward to the discussion from this board, but I just know that we're just in really tough times, and I don't want people to have to lose their jobs, and we're already looking at that right now.
Supervisors unanimously agreed to hold off on Measure J spending until the budget takes more definitive shape and impacts are better known. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.